It is time to share North Shore Journal headlines with you, as we try and do every Thursday and for sure on Saturday during the Saturday morning mix. And you want to tune in on Fridays and Saturdays. And we talk with Kitty Mayo with the Lake County Press, because we are your community radio station and want to keep you informed of what's happening and relevant here in Lake County and along the North Shore. All right, longtime Lake County Historical Society board member retires. The Lake County Historical Society held a special event at the Depot Museum last week, Wednesday, April 12th, to honor two longtime board members, Dory Pearson and Ken Sadvik, as they retire from the board.
Oh,
wow. Ken's been doing wonderful things. So you can read all about that in this week's paper. Minnesota author Mary Casanova visits area libraries. When Mary Casanova was growing up, there wasn't many books for young readers that really had the ability to catch her attention. Though she could read aloud well, reading comprehension was difficult, and books she read had to catch her attention right away. Casanova grew up in a family of 10 children, and writing became her voice. And she is, her books have been inspired by her life on the Minnesota-Canadian border. And she will be at the Two Harbors Public Library, and she'll be at the Cook County Public Library as well. So you can read all about the dates and times and more about her writing in this week's paper. There is also the A and B honor roll for the William Kelly High School that is featured. And the North Shore Journal is also Lake County's legal newspaper, so any legal announcements or notices are also published in the paper. 10,200 copies are distributed throughout the North Shore. You can pick them up at Two Harbors, Silver Bay, Ely, Grand Marais. And let's see what else we have for a headline here. Great. They're talking about the cabin fever reliever here, the fundraiser for KTWH. And what else we have? Free entrance to Minnesota State Park recreation areas on Earth Day, April 22nd. Minnesotans are encouraged to explore outdoors with friends and family. It's Free Park Day. Is one of the 4 days each year on which the DNR waives the requirement for a vehicle permit at state parks and recreation areas. And you can read all about that as well. All right, that's going to do it for our North Shore Journal headlines for this week.